The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 31st of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely brilliant Shirley Mansfield.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Shirley. How are you?
I'm very well, although I'm a bit depressed today.
Are you?
Yes. This weather...
First day back after the bank holiday.
Yeah, I know. But
winter's kicked in again, and it's only nearly June.
That's not good, is it?
It's not, is it? It was a bit. It's not quite as bad out there now as it was first thing.
Well, it has stopped raining.
Absolutely.
And the wind's dropped a bit, but
yeah.
Absolutely. But hopefully sunshine tomorrow.
Anyway, we're all warm in the studio.
We're all
wrapped up cosily, and all of our listeners are out there in front of their computers and phones and tablets with a little cup of hot chocolate and a donut and all the rest of it, ready to listen in.
What could
be better than a way to spend a Tuesday afternoon, eh?
I know. At least we're not doing an outside broadcast today.
That is true. That is very true. I'd just like to say a big thank you to today's show supporter and sponsor, who are the lovely folks over in Ashford, Cascade Insurance Brokers. Big thank you to them for supporting today's show. We really do appreciate it. And of course, as usual, all of our ongoing business partners deserve a shout out as well, which is Rift Accounting, the Federation of Small Business, RAP Office Contracts, and the lovely people that supply my business, as well as our new partners, the Business Events, Best Business Events, the purveyors of the business-to-business shows around the county, as well as digital in Kent, and the Construction Expo, and all kinds of things they do. So thank you to all of those guys for supporting us here on the Business Bunker Show. As always, we'd love to hear from you, the listeners out there in business land. So you can get in touch with us, and you can get in touch with us in all and all ways. You could call me on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb using hashtag BBunker. So VanillaWeb with hashtag BBunker. We have had 9,873,242.5 tweets so far.
The half is very important.
And the half was incredibly interesting because I'm waiting for the second half of that to come back, but it could be dodgy. You never know with tweets. So I'm going to kick off, if that's all right, Shirley, by reading the first tweet, which is from a new listener or new listeners, which is the Swale Film Society.
Ooh.
Which is interesting, which is your neck of the woods as well, I believe.
Yeah, and I can see you've got a picture of Laurel and Hardy there.
Charlie Chaplin.
Ah, you see. Just checking.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Checking you're awake.
It could have been worse. If one of the mayoral candidates for London had spotted that, they would have thought it was something completely different, wouldn't they? Anyway.
Moving along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We started with some political stuff. There we go. The Swale Film Society has tweeted in, and they said, "We'd love a shout-out, please, Paul, on the Business Bunker Show. We have a hashtag-free... hashtag film event on Wednesday the 1st of June. That'll be manana then, won't
That'd
it? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And they've said the info is here, and then Twitter have kindly shortened the link so I can't read it. So by far and away, the best thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter, and then you can find their link and you can find out all about their free film event, which is tomorrow. So do give them a follow, and their Twitter handle is Swale Film Soc, S-O-C.
Mm-hmm.
Swale Film Soc.
Yeah.
That's the Swale Film Society. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Find out some more about their event, which is happening on Wednesday, the 1st of June. That's tomorrow. Somebody called Jules Serkin.
Who's she?
Jules.
Hi, Jules.
Rings a bell somewhere in the deep and distant past. Formerly of this parish, formerly ex-co-presenter, who is now so permanently hungover she can't make it to the studios any longer. Had bought a new car at the weekend.
Oh, did she? What did she buy?
She sent me a rather nice picture of it. She has bought a chocolate brown with burgundy soft top E-Class Mercedes.
Ah.
Yeah. We don't know why she suddenly did this, apart from the fact that I bought a new one last weekend.
I hate to say, but that's obviously a convertible, and Jules was obviously hoping that the summer was coming and the sun, but actually
it was quite funny, actually. I promised not to talk about cars, but I've just got to mention this. While Jules was looking for a car, she wanted a convertible. She really wanted a convertible. And she kept ringing me up saying, well, what should I look for? And I go, well, these are the types of convertibles that are, you know, worth having. Oh, the value, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she went, I've been out for a test drive. And I went, yeah. Which did you prefer? And she said, I think the Merc was best. And I went, why? She said, well, because my hair flowed much better. Really? So the entire test drive and all these guys consisted of her seeing how well her hair flowed with the roof down.
It's important.
Is it?
Yes.
Thank you, Emily.
It is. So.
Anyway, she's got a new car. Well done, Jules.
Yeah. I've got one here, actually, from Dear Mr. Pollard. And I am really not happy with him at all because he's just tweeted to say, happy to say it's 32 degrees up here in the mountains in Turkey.
Oh, go away.
I know.
He's probably having breakfast as well,
exactly.
Isn't he? Out by the pool.
Mm. I like this one as well. Do you remember, Paul, you and I remember this because it was so many years ago, but it's 5 o'clock, it's Friday, it's Crackerjack,
yes.
Exactly. Well, Telcare Limited have just tweeted in and said it's Tuesday, it's lunchtime, it's Business Bunker.
There you go.
Perfect.
Who's that, Telcare?
Telcare, yep.
Okay, you've just won a Business Bunker pencil and pen.
Have I?
No.
Yeah,
isn't that what you should do? Crackerjack.
Yes. Yeah. Crackerjack pencil and pen, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, we need to incorporate some younger stuff, don't we? Not just for
doesn't
adults,
work on the radio, does it? I
no,
just showed Shirley a little pencil stub that I just found in the studio. Cool. We have got an email to read out about this later, but they've just sent me a tweet about it. The Hunting Edge, who are an e-commerce site that sell hunting, fishing, shooting and country stuff, are also involved with the redoubt in Dover. And they just tweeted to say the drop redoubt is open again to the public with some links. But we've got an email with a lot more information about it, which we'll read out later. So we will do that later on in the show. And Kimberly Stevens has said, VanillaWeb, can we have a really loud shout-out, please? Oh, what a really loud shout-out is.
You can do the really loud.
Yeah, and that's for Caring Kent. Kent. And okay. I know that Kim is based in Ashford and they provide care services. So that's a really loud shout-out for Kimberly Stevens. And they're also known as Home Care in Ashford, CNCA Ashford, on the Twitter too. So she's got two kind of handles. And also another new listener, and this is a bit interesting. I think I can... I've had a tweet from Southeast Facilities, and they say, VanillaWeb, we would love it if you could give a shout out for my daughter's business.
All right.
Okay. Which is a UK fancy dress and party supplies business, which is nice.
Mm.
So I got this earlier, so I did have to reply to them and say, okay, who are they?
Yes.
So they have retweeted again and said, oh, yes, Paul, it's on the Twitter. She's UK Fancy Dress 1, and the website is UK Fancy Dress and AND Party Supplies, quite long, UK Fancy Dress and Party Supplies.co.uk. So there's a big shout out for Southeast Facilities' daughter's website.
Excellent. You can understand why I didn't put it in the tweet when it's that.
Yeah, you used up all 140 exactly. characters. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
And one more, and then you can do some, I think, Shirley.
Right,
Freya
okay.
and Farley have said, we would love a shout-out. Well, you've just had a shout-out, Freya and Farley.
Mm.
That's F-R-E-Y-A, F-A-R-L-E-Y is their Twitter handle. Now, if you bear with me 1 second, I'm just going to click on them and see if I can find out what they actually do. We are a very small family-run business. We hand-make all of our products at home. It just disappeared. Sorry.
That's technology for you.
That's technology for you.
Yeah. Well, whilst you're finding...
Wait, let's come back. We hand-make all our products at home in Kent, and we use 100% eco soya bean wax. I'm guessing that's not food they're making then.
Furniture polish.
It could be polish or candles or... and they've got some pictures of some gorgeous-looking jars. Do you know what? I think that what we ought to do is we ought to find out more about them. And we can do that by going to their website, which is freyafarley.com. That's F-R-E-Y-A-F-A-R-L-E-Y, freyafarley.com.
Mm.
So have a look at that.
Excellent.
Do.
Well,
yeah.
Our good friend Alex Waterton's been on the Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Vanilla Webber and Coach SME. Looking forward to tuning into Business Bunker today. And just to say that they have now been a certified Microsoft trainer and also for Office 365 for some time. So you can follow Alex at MS Office 2016.
Cool. I just want to say about Alex as well, because I saw that tweet go through. He is a certified Microsoft Office trainer, and he is absolutely brilliant.
Well, you and I have had this conversation a number of times. He is fantastic.
He is. He really is passionate about the products, and he tells you all kinds of stuff. Even if you think you're an expert in one of those products, you ain't. No. Not when you meet Alex, you ain't. I've worked in technology 40-odd years. Alex came and just spent an hour with me sorting out my Outlook, my email.
Yeah, it's not your strong point, really.
Well, no, I actually answered some emails I've got 3 years ago, which I hadn't got round to, and which was brilliant. And he showed me these shortcuts for doing stuff, which I just never knew, yeah, and my productivity just went through the roof. I answered 4 emails when I don't normally answer more than 2 a week. It was brilliant.
He's fantastic. He's really patient, and particularly if you get him on a one-to-one, but even his group training is superb as well.
Absolutely. I've also got this, which just came in on my iPad, so I thought I'd read it just to prove I've got an iPad, really.
I've got an iPhone.
Have you?
Yes.
I've got 2 iPhones. I've got 2 iPhones, an iPad, and 4 screens here. This is ridiculous.
Well, let's see if you can navigate at least
one. I can't work any of them. this is from the Kenwood Trust. And they say, as part of a new strategy, the Kenwood Trust is planning on opening a chain of charity shops across the southeast over the next 10 years. These shops will not only provide an income for the Trust, but will also provide training and work experience opportunities for those who have successfully completed a recovery program. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're looking for they're looking for some staff. Okay. And they have quite sensibly advertised the job on Jobs in Kent. Because you would, wouldn't you?
Of course you
and it
would.
Is there, but they want to drive people to it. So they're saying it is on Jobs in Kent, but we're looking for a commercially minded and experienced charity shop manager to run our soon to be opened first shop in Tunbridge Wells. In this varied and exciting role, you will make sure that the shop generates much needed income, raises awareness of the work of the charity, provides volunteer and work opportunities for Kenwood Trust residents. You'll be responsible for the day-to-day running of the shop, and you will be reporting to the head of operations. And you can apply by going to jobsinkent.com and finding the job. There you
Excellent.
Go. And the job will be listed under charities and caring sections, so you'll find it there. So do check that out if you fancy that.
Mm-hmm.
Good sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've got a notification here from Paul Williamson and his team at Realia Marketing, integrated marketing agency. They're based down in Folkestone. Just to say that it's further strengthened its commitment to delivering industry-leading creative intelligence with its accreditation to the Direct Marketing Association, so also known as the DMA. The DMA is a UK trade association that allows companies within its network access to exclusive research, legal advice and industry intelligence. So well done to the team down there.
Sounds fantastic. We've had a tweet from Continuity of Care, the lovely Vicky. Continuity Care number one. Vanilla Web, please could we have a shout out? Big day today. We're waiting for the startup business loan decision.
Ooh.
Vicky's recently formed the business, I happen to know, and I was lucky enough to chat to her a few weeks ago. So, big day today. See if she gets her funding through.
Yes.
Fingers crossed for you, Vicky. Yeah. Hope you do.
Absolutely.
But do give them a follow on the Twitter. And I happen to know, talking about recruitment, I happen to know that they're recruiting at the moment as well. And likewise, you can find a job on Jobs in Kent. You can find all the jobs on Jobs in Kent. End of advert. But do give Vicky a follow. Continuity Care and the number one on the Twitter.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, and the lovely Amy at AM Marketing. Could we have a shout out, please? Amy and Brad in the office on a very windy day.
Ah, is it raining there, though?
No, they have beans for breakfast.
Why do I walk into these ones? I don't know.
So that's sorry about that. That was uncalled for, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's AM Marketing, and their Twitter handle is marketing_AM. So do give them a follow. Do you know what we're going to do now, Shirley?
What's that?
I'm going to play some very cheesy tunage in homage to our guest who is coming on after the cheesy tunage. What do you reckon?
Go on then, off you go.
It's the Lambada. Coming up soon, we've got Emily Lamb. I'm sorry.
Chorando se foi, quem um dia só me fez chorar. parei ao lembrar que esse amor por um dia, um instante foi
Accounting. The accountants of tomorrow, today. Riftaccounting.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 31st of May, with me, Paul Andrews, and the brilliantly lovely
Shirley Mansfield.
I was debating whether to do.
I was wondering what you were going to say. Then.
Yeah. Because once I shortened your name, as I have a penchant to do sometimes, and you weren't happy about
it.
And I didn't know how frivolously near the knuckle I was feeling today, and I kind of...
You should just be lucky there's a radio console between.
Exactly, and I thought, I looked at you and I thought, do you know what, don't go there, Paul. No, don't go there. No. Absolutely lovely, Shirley Mansfield. Yeah, that was the Lambada. I'll explain why in a minute. But I'll tell you what, let's do a quick couple of emails, and then we will talk to the focal point of that last record in a minute.
Exactly, you can do all of your explaining.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about the readout earlier, so yeah. I've got a release here from The Hunting Edge. Yeah. Due to the generosity of local companies, including Brandon Hire, and with the help of some person at Channel Radio, I think that must be Mr. Paul Andrews, the Western Heights Preservation Society was able to reopen the drop redoubt Napoleonic Fort in Western Heights of Dover to the public.
Cool.
Many of our followers and regular listeners to the Business Bunker show would know that the dropout redoubt was attacked by callous thieves who stole tools and items of equipment that brought the fort to a temporary close. We launched a campaign to raise badly needed funding and equipment to enable the fort to reopen to the public. So with the generous donations received of tools and money, the Western Heights Preservation Society were able to stage a Napoleonic-themed open weekend that attracted around 1,100 visitors.
Wow.
So this has allowed the society to generate enough income to have their replica Victorian carronade gun and garrison carriage to be installed.
Ooh.
In Caponia 3. They estimate that this should be in by September 16. So that feels like a really good news story.
It is a really good news story, and well done to all of the volunteers that have worked really hard over there. They had a really bad time with that up front when that happened to them, and they've recovered the situation enormously well. And it's one of those great things about local communities. Local communities pull together and do things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we were discussing earlier off air about big corporates and big organisations that lose contact with what's going on in the world because they're just so big. And those of you that have heard me do some of my speeches know that it's one of my passionate themes that we need to get much more local and much more small about
small
what we do.
Small is beautiful.
It is indeed, as the wonderful E.F. Schumacher intoned many, many years ago.
Mm.
Cool. I tell you what, Shelley, could you read another email? For the simple reason, I left all mine out on the desk out there and I haven't got any.
See, I don't know. Right, okay. Business events are running a workshop on how to get the best from attending trade shows and exhibitions. So even in this modern era of social media and online digital marketing, B2B exhibitions are still considered to be one of the most effective forums of promoting your business. And I guess anybody who went to Kent Vision Live would be testament to that too. So no other marketing outlet gives you the chance to meet and talk directly to hundreds of potential customers in one place in one day. So to ensure you are best placed to maximise your company's presence at the exhibition, Best Business Events are holding a free workshop designed to make sure that your investment, both time and money, returns maximum benefits for your business. If you would like to refresh your thinking in just one morning, you will learn everything you need to know to ensure that your exhibition brings you outstanding results. Now, this happens on Tuesday the 14th of June, so that's 2 weeks today. It runs from 9:15 till 12:15 and is being held at 70 Churchill Square, Westmoreland.
Cool.
So information on that, go to Kent Business Radio website.co.uk and hit the business events tab and I'll take you straight there.
All of the upcoming events in the county are now listed on the business events tab. And you can go through, you can book tickets, you can book exhibition space, perfect, you can book workshops, you can do all kinds of lovely, wonderful, gorgeous things. So do check that out. We've also, while we're talking about it, because we've been updating the Kent Business Radio website, we've also got SMB tab, which is a number of blogs from our partner Supply My Business, and they're a whole different plethora of topics and subjects and interesting things provided by a range of different people. So do check that out as well, as well as the Rift Accounting blog pages, the FSB blog pages with all the FSB news, and then my blogs, which you can get round to eventually. So check it out. There's a lot of stuff on the Kent Business Radio website these days, so do have a look at it. I've had a tweet from Cars from Kent, and they say, "Hi Paul, hi Shirley, please can we have a business bunk shout out? If you want to buy or sell your car locally, carsfromkent.com."
Right.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
That sounds perfect. We've got time for another email?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay, right, dinner time now. So Construction Expo in the southeast is having their dinner on the 6th of October. Wow, this is forward planning.
It is, and there's a reason why it's forward planning. It's a reason why you need to know now. But you carry on with the email, and I'll state why that is.
Right, okay, so this event is being sponsored by Wilmot Dixon, and the dinner, as I say, the 6th of October at the Kent Event Centre at Detling, and the guest speaker... Posh jumper himself.
Yep.
Giles Brandreth.
Absolutely.
Former MP, TV presenter and raconteur.
Absolutely.
Price for that is £42 plus VAT per person. Tables of 10, £400 plus VAT.
Sorry to interrupt you, Shirley. Yeah, the reason that we're raising that now, even though it's such a long way off, is of course the tickets are selling out fast because people want to go and see Mr. Brandreth. So we're telling you now, while you can still get a ticket, but I wouldn't hang around too long because they are going pretty quickly.
Right, exactly. So if you would like some tickets, you need to email bookings@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. So that's bookings@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going
Surprise
to do.
Me.
We're going to talk to the subject of the Lombardo. I'm really sorry about this, Emily. You don't deserve this at
Emily,
all.
He's not sorry at all.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time the lovely Emily Lamb, and hence my really cheesy link to a Lombardo dance. I'm sorry, we can forget about that completely now. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily is from RAP Office Contracts.
Yep.
I couldn't find a rap for Lambs or Emily.
No, we're not known for our rapping anyway, so don't worry.
But anyway, enough of that. Enough of that nonsense. It's an absolute pleasure to see you, Emily. Why don't you start off by telling the listener a little bit about Emily, and then we can talk a bit about RAP, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, God, a little bit about me. Where do I start? Well... Obviously, you mentioned I'm from RAP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the marketing manager, so I'm really sorry if the Twitter's a bit slow for RAP today, because I'm here, obviously.
You're here. You're not tweeting. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I do apologise, but I normally handle the website and the Twitter and Facebook side of the company.
I just want to interrupt you for a moment there, because I do want people to follow your Twitter handle, which is RAP Office, because you do put some really brilliant tweets out. They do loads of photographs on different office furniture and different partitions and pods and all kinds of really interesting stuff. Anybody that has an office would benefit from seeing it, because there's just so many different things you can do now, isn't there?
There's so many. It's amazing what you can do with your workspace, and it doesn't matter on the size of the space or your budget. You can create amazing environments.
They got TARDIS modules and everything.
Yeah, you still need yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us, so you're a marketing manager for RAP. Tell us, for those that don't know, and there can't be many people that haven't heard of RAP, but tell those that don't what you do.
Well, as a whole, RAP is a design, fit-out, refurbishment company for the commercial sector. So that includes offices, schools, care homes, healthcare.
Yeah.
And we're just all about creating amazing environments for any workspace that needs it.
Absolutely. So you there's two parts to what you do, really, isn't there? I figure you can confirm or deny this, but I mean there's the construction work, there's the, you know, the getting your hands dirty and building stuff.
Yeah, but a lot of people, it's really interesting, a lot of people don't think we're involved in that. They just see us as like interior designers.
As a design company, yeah.
And we're not really, we're a bit both.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to raise that, because you especially with your social media accounts, you put out the final thing, you know, you tend to have, you know, we've just done I don't know what do they call them, a teacher's restroom thingy, common room.
Oh, staff room.
A staff room, yeah. You go, we've just done a staff room at such and such a school, and you've got all this funky furniture and all that, and everybody goes, wow, that's really cool. And then we just fitted out a hospital with this and da 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 da. People see that, and they just don't think about the fact that at some point it was a building site, and it was actually you guys that built everything behind that, even the basic stuff, you know, like the electrics and the plumbing and all the stuff that's buried behind the walls.
It's literally everything from start to finish, like you were saying. And it's, if you can physically see the transformation from, and it's only like 4 to 6 weeks, some of them, it's amazing what you can do in that time frame.
Yeah.
Especially with the summer holidays coming up.
Right, okay, yeah.
There's a lot of schools. I mean, our favourite one at the moment coming up, and I think this will excite you guys, is we're doing a school library into an enchanted forest.
Wow. Tell me more.
So it's a school in London.
Right.
And they came up to us and said, we want an amazing environment for our students to come in and read books and learn.
Yep.
And they said, we'd quite like a forest, but is it achievable?
We'd quite like a forest, yeah.
But we are going to do it, and we're going to do like a tree. And what's even better is we talk about lots of time about young people getting into the workspace.
Right.
And actually the person who designed it is a young girl that we took on for work experience. And she's going to be joining us, and that's like her first one she did. And
wow.
It's brilliant, and it just shows you.
Can I ask, I mean, you don't have to tell me this, the answer, is this going to be a permanent thing, or is it a temporary kind of design, if you see what I mean?
No, it's permanent.
It's permanent, okay. So you're going to breed unicorns and all kinds of stuff there?
We can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got little toadstools that are actually as seating.
Do you know, I saw, it may have been Julie Anderson from RAP that
most
showed
likely.
Me those. It was most likely, somebody was showing me the other day toadstool type seating, which was, I was with a couple of people that worked for me, and they went, oh, we need them. And I'm going, I'm too fat to sit on something like that. I'll crush it.
large toadstool.
Yeah, I need large toadstools. There's some funky stuff about at the moment though, isn't there?
There's loads. I mean, last week we went to London. A lot of us from RAP, and we were getting the latest in office design and furniture and everything. Quite some funky examples, including like Wagamama like benches and acoustic pods. They're a big thing at the moment.
Yeah, sure.
They're quite huge, and bright colours. It's not white and black anymore.
The whole pod thing is a new phenomenon as well, isn't it? For those that don't know, the pods are the kind of things that you can buy and assemble on site that enable you to configure a building with private offices and private rooms and different things in a space that you can then take down again and take away with you if you moved, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant for businesses at the moment, because a lot of businesses don't own their properties. They obviously
they
rent
lease them or rent them,
And cost is a big factor of that. And with pods, it's giving them the extra space. But when they come to moving the space, like leaving it, it's not that extra value of I've got to make the space right again. They're actually taking the pods with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like we saw examples last week, they've gone the step further. Like they've done it that you can actually move these physical glass booths around your office and everything.
Are they on wheels then?
Yeah, and you can move them. And it's just like, how have we gone from like the box offices to this over the space of years?
Absolutely. Do you know, I could have loads of fun with that though. You could have loads of fun with that.
You can imagine the board meetings on, can't you? And somebody comes along and starts pushing the pod out the way.
Years ago when I had a proper job and I worked for someone in a big corporate, it was actually a bank, but we won't go there. We used to play tricks on people that went on holiday because that wasn't the done thing back in the 70s and 80s. You didn't do holidays. It showed you as a non-performing wimp if you went on holiday. So anybody that went on holiday, we had this penchant for moving their office. Yeah, so you just go in there, take everything out and put it in a basement or something. And then they come back and go, ooh, who moved my office? You can take that to a whole new level now, though, can't you? If it's on wheels, it's easier.
Or physically take the whole office
away.
Yeah,
you could take the whole, you put it in a car park, you could put it in Sainsbury's. Where's my office? It's in Sainsbury's, aisle three, dry goods. Oh, that could be fun, couldn't it?
Yeah, new meaning to the word relocation.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love it. So what else are you up to in the world of RAP, Emily?
Well, obviously, the biggest thing is we're getting a lot of people ask us about being like Google at the moment.
Right.
It's one of the biggest interior design trends. You wouldn't think it, that everyone would want to be like a search engine, but it's everyone aspires to be like Google. And when you probably look into it, you can see why people want to do it. They're doing so many things right. Mm. I mean, their biggest value is their staff. Their staff comes first, and you can see it when you look at their workspaces, and that's what companies want to be like now.
So are you looking at things like the Googleplex in Hoxton and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, and in general, the trend, and you know, from my own background and my own businesses about things like this, that the office space needs are changing drastically and radically all of a sudden. Because of the nature of business nowadays, and part of this Googleification of offices and hot desking like we have at Fruitworks and community workspaces and all kinds of things have suddenly become not just fashionable but needed, because the way that people work has changed, and fixed offices and fixed desks and you know, constructed offices that can't be moved and stuff like that are just pointless for a lot of people. So it's really interesting. So you get clients coming on and go, make me look like Google.
Yes, we get loads. And the best thing for me is I've been to Google in London, so I've had a bit of a play around their offices.
Mooch around,
They're crazy. They have spas.
Yeah.
And gyms. It's like, okay, I wish, but it's not going to happen. But the things, I think the biggest value they take apart is the whole Generation Y boom at the moment. Unfortunately, people like me, that's what businesses are catering towards.
Yeah.
That they know that we're heavily technology-based, and it's like you said about the open plan workspace. Mm. It's all them bits people want to get right, because they want to keep their staff like retained. They obviously want to keep them entertained throughout the day. They don't want them sitting there going on Facebook throughout the whole thing.
It's what's happening, the trends that are happening with this, is to be more collaborative and more community-based. So a typical corporate cubicle farm has run its course now, you know, where people all sat in little, you know, hived-off cubicles. The cubicles themselves were reasonably flexible because you could rebuild them in different ways, but they separated everybody. So everybody, you know, sat in their cubicle and didn't, you know, if you wanted to talk to anybody, you had to stand up and holler, and the person you wanted to talk to stood up at the same time so that you could communicate.
But even the whole structure of the company's changed. I mean, you used to straight away be able to tell who's the MD, who's the director.
Yeah.
But because there's such a collaborative workspace now, it's almost like the director's integrated with, say, the accounts team.
Yeah.
There's not really that hierarchy anymore.
Mm.
And I think that's why workspaces aspire to be like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Emily. There's this kind of I don't know what you call it, equality of workspace. Mm. You know, you're absolutely right. Years ago, especially in big corporates, you could tell someone's rank by the size of the office they had and how many secretaries and PAs they had and stuff like that. Nowadays, those of us that are really important don't even have an office in their building. In fact, sometimes they won't even let me in mine. they go things like, who are you?
But it's interesting, this whole collaborative thing about talking to people, isn't it? Mm. That how it's so different. Particularly for like a tech company like Google that's obviously promoting that sort of stuff but still recognises the importance of people and actually talking to people.
And that's what people want for it. I mean, we do get the occasional one who says, I want the Google slide.
Yeah.
But you've got to be realistic on what your company is. I mean, if you went to a top London barrister and the guy came down on a slide, you'd sit there and think, my divorce settlement's not going to go very well, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that's what people aspire to be, is they can see how they've built their business up on the people and they're giving it back to them. And that's what businesses do now, is they look to think of, I mean, we go out to companies, they're not thinking of the one person, they're thinking, actually, how do I want my marketing team to work together and how my accounts team to work together? It's them little bits, and it's important for companies to think of that.
And as you also implied, and quite rightly too, organisations now, I mean, we have massive skill shortages for a start. We're creating more and more jobs. We have the highest number of people ever employed in history at 32 million people in the UK. We have massive job shortages. I happen to know we're on course to create another 1.2 million jobs over the next 12 months. So people are competing. They're competing by making nice working environments that attract people to come and work at an organisation that says, you know, I'm not going to shove you in a shed out the back or, you know, in a cubicle farm. We're actually going to give you a nice working environment where you can work. I mean, we've got a spa in our office.
It's
a paddling pool filled with some out of its sell by date soda water. But, you know, I mean, it's it looks like a spa.
Yeah. But it's that whole Generation Y again, that when you look at it, they're obsessed with, well, you don't come into working outfits anymore, do you?
Absolutely.
That's how relaxed environments are nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's part of the thing. It's that whole Generation Y where they want a relaxed environment, and their biggest focal point is social and work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
It's interesting that you talk about Generation Y, because actually I'm not a Generation Y, as everybody would know, but actually I still want those things.
Mm.
I don't, you know, I'm not an old school, put me in an office and close the door and, you know, all of those sorts of things. I'm not necessarily a jeans and T-shirt at work, but actually I quite like all of that collaborative stuff. And I suppose that's from a bit like you, Emily, from a marketing background, you need to collaborate.
Well, it's nice just to have that team and collaborative environment. And I think that's what makes businesses work at the moment. And obviously, it is that whole cheesy cogs and wheels sort of thing.
Sure.
That you all need to support each other to make your business work.
Yeah.
And I think that's why businesses now even go back to the bare bones of their layout of their office space. And if the layout isn't right, they sort of think, okay, the people aren't working together. It does affect them like that, which obviously, it's good for us because we like to help make them amazing spaces.
Yeah. Do you find that people, you know, change more often?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, just because it was set up like that doesn't mean to say it's going to be like that for the next 10 years.
And we've made portable offices, you know. Well, of course, you know, we've made it movable so that you can just go, do you know what, I'm bored, let's reconfigure it. You know, let's have the slide over there, the fountain over there, and move the coffee machine and the chocolate fountain.
But it's also because of technology again, it's... People have got iPads, they've got tablets, like it's hot desking.
Yeah.
Businesses are working out, I don't need an office in London for 120 staff. All I need is the 50 desks.
Yeah.
These people can work at home.
Yeah.
It's all them factors, and that's why loads of businesses are coming back saying, actually, we downgraded a little bit, but it still works.
Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day from a really big corporate background, a huge, huge corporate. And this chap is a customer service director. And I said, oh, where's your office? And he went, next to my bedroom. Sorry. He went, no, I work from home. I went, okay, but where's your office? He said, I have no idea. I've never been. And I went, oh, you've not been there long then? He said, yeah, about 12 years. He said, we literally do not have an office. I do not have an office anywhere. I work permanently from home in a global business. And he's a very senior manager in a global business, and he works totally from home using technology, you know, Skype and business meetings and all the stuff that you can do. So there's this profound effect, this profound change going on, which I talk about quite a lot. And I'm not entirely sure that people always get this about just how profound these changes are. But one of the effects of this is the changing need for office space. itself. You know, the physical buildings that we're in. And in a country like the UK, that is quite difficult because a lot of our buildings are pretty old and have been around a long time. So in order to... The kind of things that you're doing at RAP now have made that doable because you're making reconfigurable space.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can now do that in an old space, whereas you couldn't do it before, you know, because walls weren't straight and you couldn't put doors in here and you can't do this and you can't do that. All of a sudden, you can just take an empty room and go, do you know what? We don't need to touch the infrastructure of the room at all. We can just fill it with stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And because you're not doing these boxed in offices anymore, there's more maneuverability. And,
absolutely.
Obviously, the only big problem we've got at the moment is all the spare offices we've got are turning into flats at the moment, aren't
we? Yeah, absolutely. And that is a problem, especially in Kent, where we are, Maidstone, Canterbury, Tunbridge Wells, Fjords. Trying to acquire office space in any of those places is getting incredibly difficult because as soon as it goes on the market, somebody snaps it up and makes them into flats.
Another thing we try and help people do, the amount of businesses we get up, we try and help them. If the workspace isn't right, we try and help them get a new workspace. But like you say, because it's all turned to accommodation, it's quite tricky.
Mm. Absolutely.
We're almost into that don't move, improve, aren't we? Like we were with houses a while ago. Because there isn't the available office space, that actually you have to improve it, change it, you know, even if that's colour and just configuration.
Absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely. I want to touch on something else as well, because I know RAP obviously very well because you partner with the Business Bunker Show, and I've known Rick and Julie for a long, long time. And you guys are very, very, very big supporters of apprenticeships.
Very. Mm. I mean, at the moment we've got three of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to take on another two. Like I say, we've already got one that's joined design.
Right.
But the biggest thing for us is just finding the providers.
Yeah.
That's always been an ongoing battle on who can help me get the grade one. It's not about filling the space. Mm. It's about getting the right qualification for the young person.
Yep.
We don't want them coming in thinking, I'll just fill in any old position.
Mm.
But it's also getting that support from the provider to the business. And I think that's probably one of the biggest problems at the moment is the provider to the business. I mean, does a business know where to go?
Right.
And vice versa.
You're absolutely right. It is difficult. And of course, people keep tinkering as well, so the whole apprenticeship scheme is about to change again, where they make it top down, and they're gonna that what they've done is they've given control of it back to the employer, allegedly, but of course there's a catch-up to go where the employers that want apprentices have to re-educate themselves on how the whole system works and find out how the system works, and then it leaves it up to the businesses to find, as you quite rightly say, Emily, the right and the appropriate provider, which isn't always easy, especially for a small business because you're busy running your business. But you guys are big supporters of the apprenticeship schemes, I know you are, and you've done a lot of work, and one of your apprentices, Ryan, is an apprentice ambassador these days as well, is he not?
Yeah, he's flying the flag. I mean, we didn't realise how quick it went. He's finishing next month. He's finishing his apprenticeship and then he's joining us.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to be my little assistant. We already is, but
I hope you've asked for big money, Ryan. They can afford it. Go for a big pay rise. Sorry about that. Cool.
So he's my way.
So he's starting full time with you guys.
Yep.
I happen to know, because I just happen to know, that 80% of all apprentices actually join the company that they apprenticed for currently at the end of their apprenticeship, which is indicative of how good the scheme is these days and how much youth employment is creating.
I think that's the best way. I mean, I came from a university background.
Right.
And when I look back at it now, I just sit there and think, I wish I went for an apprenticeship.
Sure.
Because you're more work ready, because you're getting brought up in that environment. You learn a lot more.
You're getting paid while you learn.
Exactly.
And you don't have a 40K debt.
No, don't remind me of that. That's lingering on. But it's also, what's an exam going to tell you?
Yeah.
It's all good having that 2-1, that first degree, but what's that going to tell you when you get into the work environment? That doesn't happen anymore. You need them life skills to be able to work in an environment.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. We could talk about this forever, Emily.
We could.
Sadly, we're running out of time. So give us a call, give us a shout for how our audience can find out more about RAP office contracts, how we can follow you on the Twitter and see some of your wonderful designs and pictures and photographs. How can we find you?
Well, we're either on our website, which is www.rapofficecontracts.com.
That's rapofficecontracts.com.
And then obviously our Twitter, which is at rep office, and I will be tweeting afterwards, so apologies if it's a bit slow for our end.
Get on with it. Stop talking and tweet. Yeah, no, absolutely. Do give both of those a follow. Give them a look. As it happens, if you didn't write that down, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, there's a big purple blob on the front that says REP office contract, and if you click that, it takes you through to the REP website, and do follow them on the Twitter at REP office. For the moment, Emily Lamb of REP, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about the wonderful work you do in design, in office space, and in supporting apprentices. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool.
Well done. I'm going to go home to my little office, which actually is in my garden, and I'm going to think, can I Google it?
Have you
Googled where it is, but actually,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Google,
so. You've got a garden office, like a shed.
I have.
Yeah.
No, don't call it a shed. It's not a shed. But it is a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, absolutely. You know, the whole, you know, as we just discussed with Emily, the whole landscape is changing.
Oh, totally.
And people don't always realise this. They don't see it as it unfolds, or they think it's just a temporary blip and we're all going to go back to doing what we used to do. It ain't going to happen. Things are changing, and they're changing radically and drastically. And we need to move. And I'm going to have a little bit of a rant. Yeah, we are let down by a lot of big organisations because they haven't predicted this properly. If you look at the infrastructure in this country, it is appalling for a first world country. It is absolutely appalling. And one of the biggest problems is they haven't catered for the fact that more and more and more of us are working from home, and therefore more and more and more of us actually live in semi-rural areas, and therefore we still need broadband. Yeah.
Well, I have to say,
et
cetera, yes, exactly.
And roads. Etc.
I have to say, great. I think you use the same broadband that I do, VFast.
Yeah.
Great shout out for them.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Absolutely.
My download speed went from 0.04
yep.
with the lovely BT up to 28.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just fantastic.
Exactly the same for me. For those that don't know, VFast are a local, small, caring business that provide WiMAX services around Kent. You can't, they've expanded their network and expanded their network, so you can get it in a lot of places, but absolutely, I'm totally the same as
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Well, I'm outside rural Lenham, and I get my signal off the grain store.
Right.
One way, and the church the other way.
Right, okay.
That's how they bounce the wireless signal. It's
Ooh.
Fantastic. Wow. It's really good.
Blimey. You have to
it's
be really good then if you're getting it from the church.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am. I am. So. The other thing, talking about infrastructure, just trying to drive around this county of ours.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you've got loads and loads of people working from home, and yet to try to get anywhere before 9 o'clock in the morning, if you have to go past Maidstone, it's just a nightmare.
Absolutely. Yeah.
An
the roads
nightmare.
Are just clogging. To
Clogged.
This.
And it's going to get worse.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sadly. Yes, it will do.
Oh, that was a nice little rant we all had, wasn't it? Yeah, let's sort it. Somebody needs to do something about this. But for the moment, I'm going to go back to reading a few tweets, and we can do a few more emails.
Okay.
I've had a tweet from, presumably in line with what you were talking about with office space, from Fruitworks, who are community workspace in Canterbury. Hi, Vanilla Web. Hi, Business Bunker. Hi, Shirley. Can we have a shout-out, please? The new Fruitworks expansion opens soon. Grab your hot desk or your workspace now.
Excellent. And where's that opening?
It's an extension to the existing building in Drury Lane, right in the centre of Canterbury. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is fruitworks.co. Just C-O.
Excellent. Mm. Okay. Well, I'm going to change the tone of it. Free wine offer. Do you fancy that?
Free wine.
Free wine. Yeah. So at Faversham Hotel, they are promoting a free wine offer. So follow them on the Twitter at Faversham Hotel. Click on the links there. They've got a free wine offer. They don't say exactly what it is, but free wine offer is enough to get me interested.
I think that will do it.
Perfect.
I can hear
in Jules's chair.
I can hear Jules thundering down the Thanet Way as we speak.
Jules, I'm so sorry. I keep dropping you in this.
She's not listening. It's ten to two. She's not up yet.
I'll tell you who is listening, though. I've just had a tweet in from the BAB official.
Right.
Yes. So whilst the boss is obviously away, Rob, who's going to be coming up later, the team are sitting listening in the office.
Fantastic. I just saw a tweet go through as well, which is relevant to, again, what Emily was saying, from Jodie Lawler. Mm. And she says, oh, that's really brilliant. I'm very close to going from apprentice to employee too.
Perfect.
And Jodie's working for E-commerce Workroom in Canterbury. So thank you for that, Jodie. We've had a tweet from Joanne Frey. And she says, Vanilla Web, Boots and Spunker, Harlequin, at Harlequin, that's their Twitter handle, CDIS, we'd love an IT managed services and cybercrime shout out, please. So I think Harlequin, which is their Twitter handle, and the name of the company is Harlequin CDIS, I believe, and they provide IT managed services and cybercrime protection, and I've just shouted them out. That's and the best it. Way to do that is to follow them on the Twitter at Harlequin.
Perfect.
Cool.
Okay. I've got another one here from Swale and Medway. Swale Means Business. So that's on the Twitter at Swale Means is their Twitter handle. They're promoting their Swale and Medway Business Masterclass, which is on the 14th of June.
Cool. So. Good stuff. We got loads of new listeners today as well. Jason Lehman, who is Alexander Lehman on the Twitter, Alexander, L-E-A-M-A-N, Alexander Lehman. Vanilla Web Business Bunker, Shirley, would love a shout out for this, A Little Summer on a Wet and Windy Day. alexanderlehman.com/30500project. I have no idea what that is. I could have just read out something really naughty. I have no idea, and I'm not going to click on it at the moment because I won't get my Twitter back, but you can click on it, or you can follow Alexander Lehman on the Twitter. Alexander Lehman, all one word, have a look. Vanilla Web, could you shout out my charity event? It's a 260-mile ride around Kent in 2 days, visiting 32 of our castles. And that's the Twitter handle is castle_ride, and you can also find out about it by going to a Twitter handle which I believe is AR. Hold on a second. ARUK News. ARUK News.
32 castles we have in
32 Kent. Castles. Yeah, blimey.
Web.
Oh. I wonder if they're carrying a lance and a. And they got a little servant on a donkey behind. Oh, that would be Don Quixote, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm going to tell you about the North Kent B2B, which is on the 29th of June, which is being held at Buckmore Park at Chatham. Highlights of the day include engaging keynote speakers, informative workshops on key business topics, speed networking sessions, networking breakfast, and business advice sessions on a one-to-one basis with an experienced advisor and dozens of businesses demonstrating their products and services.
Fantastic. I can tell you something about that as well.
Can you?
Because in 2 weeks' time, we have the owner of said Buckmore Park coming on the Business Bunker.
Oh,
one Mr. John Surtees, CBE, the only man in world history to win a world championship on 500cc motorcycles and Formula One cars.
Excellent.
And John will be joining us in 2 weeks' time, excuse me, on the Business Bunker show to tell us about the event at Buckmore Park, which is a circuit that he owns. And John will also be opening the business-to-business event there. So we're looking forward to that.
Perfect. That's going to be good fun. Right. Okay. Whilst Mr. Andrews slowly dies in the background, I'm going to tell you some news from Locating Kent. They have assisted 46 companies to invest in the county in 2015-16. So that means that the agency is very close to achieving 1,000 successful investments since it was set up in 1997. So the latest investments have led to the county's investment promotion agency creating and retaining 2,915 jobs in Kent and Medway, meeting its targets. So of the 46 successful investments, 63 were in the high-value, high-growth sectors of business and financial services, life sciences and ICT, and more than half of all of the jobs were in these sectors. So 8 of those successful investments were from overseas, with 3 from the United States. Nice to see them coming over the pond this way.
Mm.
2 from Sweden, and the remainder from France, Italy and Austria. So they said this was another successful year for Locating Kent, and it's particularly pleasing that so many of the investments and jobs were in high-value, high-growth sectors. So further new jobs can be expected in due course. These investments and jobs are also benefiting every part of Kent and Medway. So alongside business and financial services, the high-value life sciences sector has also proved very important with 5 successes, 3 of which were from overseas. So that's great news.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good stuff. Brilliant stuff. Loads and loads of activity in the council, loads and loads of new business. Last time I saw the stats, we were up to 68,000 businesses in Kent.
Fantastic.
I'm sure that was over 18 months ago. I'm sure we've got a few more since then. But it is all good stuff. Coming up, we have a digital over breakfast meeting. It's a great opportunity for business people from all sectors and at all levels, whether you want to develop or enhance your existing knowledge or join the digital marketing world for the first time. Numbers are limited to enable you to feel comfortable in your surroundings, question the content and be able to spend quality time finding out more about how it can be applied to your business setting. And this event is presented by Johnny Jensen, in association with Kent Business Events and the Chamber, Invicta Chamber of Commerce. And it's taking place on the 13th of June at the Chilston Park Hotel, which is Samway near Lenham. And it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you can find out more about it by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and clicking on the Business Events tab, and you can book your tickets there. So that's the digital over breakfast at the Chilston Park on the 13th of June.
And I've got a tweet here which is again about Chilston Park, which is calling all women in business, the next event, which I happen to know that the lovely Trish Stretton from People Face to Face is speaking at.
Absolutely.
Because she's now one of the top 50 Fortuna companies, which is brilliant.
Absolutely. So, well done, Trish.
I'm going to be there, which is great. I'm looking forward to a nice lunch.
Everybody that's
wine.
Anybody's
well,
there.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes, you'll have to put a skirt on, Mr.
Absolutely.
Andrews,
I've already got one planned.
Anyway, that's on the 20th of June, so that's a good one too.
We've also, speaking at that event, is also Nikki Owens,
that's
who
right.
was on the Business Bunker show last week.
Thank you, I couldn't remember who the second was.
And Nikki is the charisma expert,
that's
and she's
right.
been going to be talking about charisma. She was on the show talking to us last week, so you've got Trish Stretton and Nikki Owens, and also, of course, the brilliant Shirley Mansfield will be there.
I'm just a guest there.
Absolutely.
I'm not speaking or anything.
You know, we hang out, you hang out, Shirley.
Well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So do get along to that. Women in Business Conference at Chilston Park. Yeah. And again, you can find that on the Business Events tab on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can book your tickets through there as well. And talking about tickets, I've had a tweet from the lovely Penny Williams, and she says, Vanilla Will, can you mention today, please? It's the last day for you to purchase tickets for the classical concert at Leeds Castle. It's the last day. So don't leave it any longer, because today is the last day to purchase your tickets.
This might encourage people or not, but I'm going to that as well.
Are you?
Yes.
You're going to a lot of things, Shirley.
I know.
I thought I went to a lot of things, but you're going to everything.
Shirley's going
to the opening of an envelope soon.
No, well, possibly. Mm. But Simply Red as well at the Kent Cricket Ground. I'm having a very musical summer.
Okay. Sorry, I need to clarify this as well. It's the last day to purchase your classical concert tickets at the special rate.
At the special rate,
At the special rate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did that.
Cool. We did the free wine one, did we not?
Yes, definitely. Shall I tell you about the Wealden Business Group?
Yeah, you can. I just need to read this because it's apposite. Art Fenster. Art Fenster. F-E-N-S-T-E-R. A-R-T. F-E-N-S-T-E-R. Art Fenster has said, I'm going to that. And the thing that she is going to is the Women in Business Conference. Okay,
perfect.
Fine.
See
Thank you
there.
For that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go for it, Shirley.
Okay, right. Wealden Business Group has announced its programme for the coming 12 months. A number of new initiatives, including staging 4 Wealden Business Group workshops. These are 2-hour sessions for members, guests and potential new members on practical topics. They're going to be held quarterly, and the first will focus on understanding and managing Excel spreadsheets. I could probably do with going, but additional work will go into increasing the group's online profile while plans are being formulated for at least 2 major social events in the aid of the group's nominated charity, the Motor Neurone Disease Association. In recent years, the Wealden Business Group has raised more than £25,000 for good causes. Well done, then.
Fantastic.
So, recently elected Chairman Justin Nelson said, our objective is to grow the group both in terms of membership and our reputation as the leading professional networking organisation in the area, generating business referrals and support for our members. Further details on the website, www.wealdenbusinessgroup, that's all one word, .co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. We're going to play some more cheesy tunage now. And when we come back from the cheesy tunage break, we will be talking to our second guest. So cop some of this. Sorry about this, Rob.